Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up before the weekend on all the news you should know about. It's official. Governor Josh Shapiro is running for re-election this year. And the Pennsylvania Farm Show starts tomorrow. We'll get a preview of the week-long event. It's Friday, January 9th. Let's get you up to date. We're starting right off with the race for Pennsylvania's governor. Governor Josh Shapiro officially launched his re-election campaign on Thursday, telling supporters in a Pittsburgh Carpenters Hall that he'll try to build on his earlier successes and defuse rampant partisanship.
We will send a clear message that division does not define us, that progress is still possible when we work together, and that we can build a commonwealth where everyone has the freedom to chart their own course and the opportunity to succeed.
Shapiro and other speakers touted his support for abortion and other rights, as well as his efforts to increase education funding and encourage job growth. He'll likely face Republican State Treasurer Stacey Garrity this fall. Now, Democrats are hoping Shapiro's bid for re-election this year will drive wins in other key races. As Jackson White reports for WVIA, Shapiro is embracing that call to arms.
Holding their majority in the State House, overturning the Republicans' control of the Senate, and flipping several key congressional districts, Democrats have ambitious goals in 2026. Luckily, they say, they're banking on Pennsylvania's popular governor, Josh Shapiro, for help.
He's done a great job in a divided government, the kind of things that can be done for the people of Pennsylvania when we have the trifecta, I think, are even more significant.
That was Vincent Hughes. He's chairman of the Senate Democratic Campaign Committee. Shapiro is a proven fundraiser with a growing national profile. Hughes says Shapiro will help Democrats use that to fuel a blue wave across Pennsylvania this year. Republicans believe Shapiro's likely opponent, Treasurer Stacey Garrity, will pose a threat to his popularity this year. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
We have more on Shapiro's announcement at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Kat Bolas from the WVIA News Team. Let us meet you where you are. Find us on air on WVIA Radio, online at WVIA.org, or on the WVIA app.
Welcome back. So it's January, and here in Pennsylvania, that means one thing. It's Farm Show time. The Pennsylvania Farm Show starts tomorrow. The week-long event informs, inspires, and connects residents with one of the state's largest industries, agriculture. WVIA's Haley O'Brien has more on what to expect.
A 1 million square foot space in Harrisburg transforms into an indoor farming experience every January. This year's theme, in honor of America's 250th anniversary, is Growing a Nation. Here's Russell Redding, the state's Secretary of Agriculture.
It honors the pivotal role that agriculture played in our nation and captures the historic moment in a way that blends both our tradition and creativity and celebration.
One part of this tradition is a 1,000-pound butter sculpture. This year's features the Declaration of Independence and the Liberty Bell. Thousands of animals, exhibitors, and vendors selling Pennsylvania-made products will be there. And the very popular milkshakes from the Pennsylvania Dairymen's Association will be offered in a trio of red, white, and blue flavors. I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
Thanks, Haley. Look for more farm show coverage at WVIA.org. Now, one last thing for you today. It's Friday, so that means it's time for Community Connection with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
Our Community Connection is in Hazleton, where Marie Shalensky of the Hazleton Chapter of the Quilts of Valor Foundation makes quilts for soldiers with a twofold purpose: to show respect for service to country and to provide a sense of comfort to our area soldiers. Marie Shalensky takes the story from here.
The Quilts of Valor Foundation began in 2003, and it was initiated by Catherine Roberts. And she started the movement because her son was in Iraq, and she was thinking about how she could give him some comfort. And she decided quilts would be the answer. So Quilts of Valor is a national organization, and since 2003, all the groups have donated over 400,000 Quilts of Valor in the 50 states. And the mission is to honor service members and veterans who have been touched by war with comforting and healing Quilts of Valor.
The Cranberry Quilt Guild is exclusive to the Hazleton area. Now, how did it come about, that name? Was there any kind of specific reason?
No, I wondered the same thing when I joined it. But here, it used to be held in a facility in West Hazleton on Cranberry Street.
That makes perfect sense.
Yes.
So tell us about what goes into what you do and why you do it.
Quilts of Valor is open to any veteran who was honorably discharged and is still living, and anyone can nominate a veteran. And what they have to do is they have to go to the Quilt of Valor Foundation website, and it's www.qovf.org. And when you go to that site, you click on the button that says Nominations and Awards, and that will lead you to some questions, and then it has an online form that has to be filled out. And once you fill out the nomination form, you can just click submit, and then it will be sent to whatever state your veteran is from. At that point, the state coordinator will get in contact with the different chapters and find the one that's closest to that veteran.
So, Marie, you've been doing this for a little while. What has been the response? What do they say? What do they feel?
Well, the veterans are amazing. We started in 2019, and we have just awarded our 81st quilt. And once the veteran goes through the ceremony, it's only about a 20-minute ceremony, and once they go through it, most of them have tears in their eyes. They're so appreciative of getting something so beautiful and getting recognized for their service.
There's something that's very comforting, something that is therapeutic about wrapping yourself in a quilt.
Exactly. And at the end of the ceremony, we wrap them in their quilts, and I always ask if I can give them a hug, and no one has refused my hugs. It takes three of us to make a quilt, usually. One person makes the piece top, another person quilts it, and another person binds it.
Every one of you have your own talents that you're lending to the creation of this. How does that make you feel, knowing that you're doing a part of it, somebody else is doing a part of it, but the end result is something that you all did together for one person?
It's just wonderful. It's the best feeling in the world.
Special thanks to Marie Shalensky and all involved in the Hazleton Chapter of the Quilts of Valor Foundation at the Cranberry Quilt Guild. Hear more of the story on our podcast, wvia.org/community. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the weekend. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. We're back on Monday, as usual, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.